The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM. KGFX is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponsiba State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, AgTegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
Now, Peer Governor Basketball.
Well, we are not in the correct season for the Sturgis Rally, but it's the Peer Governor girls who need a rally tonight after a rough opening weekend at home when they lost to Stevens and to Rapid City Central. 0-2 and way too many turnovers. But there's been work through the week, and the Governors try to win their first game this season where they won the first time for head coach Kirk Bebout last season. We are at the cavernous West Gym at Sturgis Brown High School. It's girls basketball action tonight as the Peer Governors meet the Sturgis Scoopers. Hi, everyone. I'm David Burrell. Thank you for joining us, and happy holidays to you. Peer at 0-2 after two performances that, even though they did play better in the second half against Stevens, they just didn't play well at all against Central on Saturday with 31 turnovers in a game they ended up falling by 41. Credit, Stevens obviously is a very good team and a Central team over Alan Bertram that is much improved, but the Governors have had some work to do this week, and head coach Kirk Bebout says that things have gone well. We'll see if they pay off tonight against a Scooper team that has had a rough start, 0-2, and they're without two of their better players, but they do have their best one on the floor, and that's Kaylee Watley. The Governors remember how hard she worked last year in having a double-double in the game that Pier won here 48-36 December 18th of last year. She's their main player, but with post players Reese Ludwig and Lexi Long out for Sturgis this evening, they'll have to count maybe a lot more on not only Watley, but others like Joellen Cano in the post. This is the Becky Ponsiba State Farm pregame show from Sturgis. Becky Ponsiba State Farm in Pier and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Governor girls try for their first win. So do the Sturgis Scoopers. And it's coming up. And let's tell you first that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip, every time. We'll get right into our keys to success next, and we'll start it with the head coach of the Sturgis Scoopers, Jordan Profrock. Back with her in 3 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Ponsiba State Farm in Pier and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Mattson
and Amy Larson from Beck Motor Company, and we need your vehicle.
Equinox, we need it.
Traverse, we need it.
Malibu, Impala, we need it.
Any vehicle, we need it.
Do you have a vehicle you want to sell? Call us.
224-5912.
Beck-Motors.com.
We're making a great deal better. Oh, every day. We're making a great deal better.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey DQ fans, there's a new treat in town this fall, the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. It's a match made in flavor heaven with Reese's Pieces, chocolate chip cookie dough, and peanut butter topping all mixed in world famous soft serve. You heard that right. Reese's Pieces and cookie dough. So introduce your taste buds to these sweet soulmates and grab the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat today only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
We are in Sturgis, Pierre Governor Sturgis Scoopers and Girls action tonight. And on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, we begin our keys to success as we visit with the head coach of the Scoopers, the former Newell Irrigator, Jordan Profrock. Well, we last talked 364 days ago right here,
yep.
And it was the same kind of start as this year, but your team improved. What about the progression your team made through last season?
You know, I think we made a lot of progression throughout the season. It was kind of the same way last year. We had a really tough start, but I mean, we play a really good team in the beginning before Christmas, you know, like top rated teams. You know, we got Stevens next week and they're state runner up. Pierre's very good this year. Aberdeen's always good. Belfouche is always good. Spearfish is much improved. So, I mean, it's just a tough go. You know, right now we're kind of fighting the injury bug, so that does kind of suck for us. But I mean, these girls know, and I mean, it's a long season and a lot can happen between now and March. So
one of the players that made an impression, I know, on Coach Beba and a lot of other people last year was Kaylee Watley, and people will remember she had a double-double in the game that Pierre played here last year, and I know she's one of your leaders, too. What does Kaylee mean to what this team can do?
I mean, she is our leader. To be honest with you, we go how Kaylee goes. If Kaylee's having a good game and she's really aggressive and, you know, getting loose balls, getting rebounds, then we tend to play a lot better, and if she's, you know, off and not into it, not engaged, then we tend to go that way as well. So she's definitely our leader. I'd say she put in a lot of time this offseason, so we're looking for big things from her throughout the season.
Well, you wanted to have, and you hopefully will again, Reese Ludwig when Lexi Long, of course, they both got hurt, and unfortunately concussed against Belfouche, and that puts you in a tough spot because now you're having to put players in different roles in the middle of what is always a physical game against the Bronx anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, losing, you know, our two starting post players, nonetheless, is going to hurt us, and Pierre is big, and Aberdeen's big, and, you know, we had to move up a couple girls that weren't ready to move up quite yet and to fill their position, and I don't know, we'll see how it goes. We just want to compete.
I know that a lot of people feel that Pierre's a lot better than what they showed over the weekend. What are you going to have to do to try to contain this team tonight, and how much better do you feel they'll play than they did last weekend?
Oh, I think they'll play a lot better. I think Pierre is the type of team where in March you're gonna see them up there in the ranks. I think that we got to cover their shooters. We have to be prepared for their aggressive style of defense. They're very good at, you know, maintaining man-to-man and handling their pressure, and then they're big, they're physical, and that's going to give us problems if we're not ready for it.
It's Jordan Profrock, the head coach of the Sturgis Scoopers. thank you for the time. Happy holidays to you. Good luck tonight and all season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And coming up on our Recti Boston with State Farm pregame, we continue our keys to success with Peer Governors head coach Kirk Bebout. That's in 2 minutes on the official voice of the Governors, 1060-103.1 KGFX.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGov's Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Becky Ponson with State Farm pregame continues in Sturgis. So do our keys to success. We visit now with Peer Governors head coach Kirk Bebout. It's an opportunity to learn even from what were a couple of rough games. What do you think the most important things were that your team learned from what happened last weekend?
Oh, just how you have to value every possession. You know, every possession matters. You can't give possessions away. Can't take a break on defense for a single possession. I mean, you just can't have any let-ups. So, I mean, it's got to be 100% all the time. And winning is hard. I think, you know, that we learned that. Like, it's not something that's you just show up and do your thing and, like, it's going to just happen for you. You got to earn everything you get. So that comes from, like I said, just making sure that you value each possession. You execute. You get the goal of trying to get the best shot possible each time. And then on defense, you're giving it everything you have, every single possession. You're probably not going to hold them to zero. But if you are playing as hard as you can, doing the things that you can control every single time on defense, then hopefully you get enough stops to get a W.
Just thinking to how the Central game started, and there were threes almost exclusively for the first, I think it was 10 shots you had,
yep,
all threes. What's your philosophy on that short of shot selection, and what are you instructing these young ladies on, hey, what shot should we take and what should we pass up?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we definitely talked about that a lot these last 4 days. So what I tell them is, it's a lot more fun to play defense if you get to touch the ball on offense. So this weekend we had a lot of really quick possessions where we either took quick shots and maybe not even bad shots. But if you haven't scored in 3-4 times down and now you're taking a one pass three-pointer, nobody else gets to touch the ball, then nobody wants to play defense. And then it kind of just snowballs from there, and that's kind of what happened, I thought. So just making sure that, I mean, we need Reese and Abe to get touches. So, I mean, some of our young girls play off those girls that, you know, are inside players of Reese and Abe and Rem. If they trust you and you get other opportunities, look to get to the, you know, just learning those roles and your times to score. I think, you know, we got a little, you know, out of sync and sped up and probably nervous, a lot of, you know, first time jitters. And so when that happens, you kind of just, you know, when all else fails, you just shoot. Yeah. So I think we could have been more patient at times. There, I mean, just understanding game flow, it takes time. I mean, if we're on a run and we've knocked down a couple in a row, then by all means. But just understanding, you know, what we're trying to get each time down.
You would say you like what you've seen in the four practices this week. Where have you seen things that can work tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I mean, just, you know, after the game and this week, I could tell that there are girls that care. And that matters. I mean, you have to want it, and you have to be willing to work for it. And I could tell, you know, we had a lot of girls with, you know, some tears, and they want to do well. So as long as they keep that attitude of I'm gonna keep working, and I want this, and I'm going to do what I have to do, then they're going to be okay.
I'll give you an example of someone who cares, and you know about this, but I'll tell everyone about this. After everyone else left, I was still around packing up. Here comes Remington Price back on the floor with her mom and her dad. Her dad's passing her the ball. Her mom is putting her hand at her face defending. She's shooting three-pointers. And we knew a lot of good about Remington Price already, but that tells us something really good about her.
Yeah, it's not surprising at all. I mean, she loves basketball. I mean, it's really important to her. And, you know, she had some good looks there in the first half, and they didn't fall. But, like, anytime she gets an opportunity with an open look, we want her to take that regardless of what's happened. And she's improved beyond just being a shooter. She gets, you know, one dribble pull-ups, and she does some really nice things on defense, and she'll get in there and scrap on boards. So, you know, she's not just a shooter. But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me one bit. I mean, she wants it, and, you know, she's a good leader for us, and she sets an example of kind of the things we have to do if you want to win basketball games.
Your first win as the Governor Girls head coach came right here on this floor last year. It was not easy, even though you won by 12. Sturgis, they didn't shoot well that night, but they kept it tough on you, and a lot of players from that team are back. What are your impressions of what you've seen in this Scooper team?
Oh, they always play hard. They're one of the hardest playing teams, and I mean, sometimes coaches will say that about, you know, certain teams. They only play hard, but, I mean, it's legit. These girls from Sturgis, they get after it. I mean, the 23 Wally girl, she, if you ask me to name my top three hardest working players in the state, she's probably the first one that comes to my mind. She's just 100% all the time, full goal, and so they're going to play hard. And if you're not ready to match that intensity, it's going to be difficult. They do some funky things on defense that, you know, really require ball movement and quick passes and things like that. And if you're not ready for it, then, you know, they play really good defense, and then some teams can struggle against that. So yeah, it's not going to be easy by any means. They got a lot of seniors that have played a lot of basketball. They won 8 games last year, which is respectable, and they had everybody back. So yeah, we're gonna be tested.
Hey, Coach Kirk Bebout of the Pierre Governors, he hopes his team plays hard too, and I'm sure they will. We should have a good one tonight. Thank you, sir. Best of luck. We'll visit with you after the game.
All right, thanks. All the best.
Thank you. You too. And coming up on the Becky Plotsford State Farm pregame, the starting lineups and the law on the court from Sturgis. It's the Governors and the Scoopers. More for you in 2 minutes on the official voice of Governor Basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! It's Santa, and I wanted to let you and all the other little boys and girls in the Pier area know that I'm going to be at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota this Saturday, the 18th, from 1 to 4. You can tell me what you want for Christmas, and if you'd like a free picture with me, stop on down at 518 East Sioux Avenue from 1 to 4 on Saturday, the 18th. Meet Santa at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier. Ho, ho, ho!
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pier, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Well, before we bring you the starting lineups on the law and the court, let's take a brief look about what's happening in AA girls basketball. Brandon Valley is 2-0. So is defending champion Sioux Falls, Washington. So is Watertown. Huron's 3-0 already. Spearfish, Jordan Profock referred to them. A much improved team at 2-0. The Governors will see them tomorrow. Rapid City Central 2-0. Rapid City Stevens also at 2-0. So those are the top seven. Sioux Falls Lincoln 2-1. O'Gorman and Sioux Falls Jefferson. The new program at 1-1. Brookings at 1-2. Pierre and Aberdeen Central 0-2. Douglas 1-1. Yankton 0-3. Mitchell 0-3. And then it's Harrisburg, Roosevelt, and Sturgis rounding out the standings, but it's very, very early. O'Gorman a winner this evening over Sioux Falls. Jefferson at O'Gorman 60-27. O'Gorman ranked third in the poll this week in the media poll. Brandon Valley ranked second, leads Sioux Falls. Roosevelt at the half by a score of 23-12. That is also happening this evening. Those are the scores that we have. And the boys side, Pierre Governors 2-0 for the first time to start a season in 3 years. And they may be well on their way to going 3-0 for the first time since 2013-14 because they have a 35-12 lead over Sturgis at the Riggs High Gym at the half. And Brian Oakland has that action for you on River 92.7. And he will tomorrow afternoon when the team's the Governors meet Spearfish at 1:30 at the Riggs High Gym. We'll be with you from Spearfish 2:30 tomorrow here on 1060-103.1 KGFX for the Governors taking on the Spearfish Spartans. All right, let's bring you tonight's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. For the visiting Pierre Governors, there is one change, not with Remington Price, the 5'6 junior, the shooting guard, 10.5 points in the first two last weekend. She hit three threes, now 105 for her career. The change is with Lennox Dupree. With Lainey Stevens not available either day this weekend, the freshman who had such a great start to varsity play with 9 last Friday night against Stevens, she'll start this evening, and I would guess tomorrow too, 5 points, 4 rebounds in the first two. Ryan Berry, the 5'7 sophomore at the point, but Berry coming up with an 11-point game against Central, averaged 8 last weekend. She's hit 4 threes. She had 3 on Saturday. Reese Tuwebiger, 5.5 points, 6 rebounds over the first two for the 5'11 sophomore who needs to stay out of foul trouble. She didn't on Saturday. And Avery Kaiser, the 5'10 junior, 7 points, 4.5 rebounds a game for head coach Kirk Bebout in his second season as Governor's head coach. And he is bringing his team in here tonight to take on the Sturgis Scoopers, and we will bring you their Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineup when we return to Sturgis in 30 seconds on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Like the Governors, the Sturgis Scoopers are 0-2 to begin this new season. Here's how they start. Kaylee Watley, as you heard Jordan Profock say, the leader of this Sturgis team, 5'10 senior. Tayden Leitenberg in the backcourt. Now they're going smaller tonight, but Leitenberg usually starts anyway, a 5'5 senior. Kenneth Goble, a 5'6 senior, also starts. But here are the two changes with Reese Ludwig and Lexi Long both out of the lineup. They start another guard in 5'7 junior Sawyer Dennis. And what normally would be their rotating backup post player, Joe Ellen Cano, the 5'10 senior for head coach Jordan Profock, her 8th year here in Sturgis with a record of 55-95. Her 12th overall, she's a former head coach at Lee Deadwood just down the road, 95-139 overall for Jordan Profock as a head coach. Now time for another starting lineup, and that's the Law on the Court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection. We'll introduce this evening's officials when we come back to Sturgis in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
It's your lucky day. You've just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
The officials for this evening's game are David Burnett, Matt Kemp, and Shane Bartles. That's the law on the court, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. And we're not far from the Linz-Dakota-Martin Fort Pier opening tip-off. Let's hear from those good folks at Linz-Dakota-Martin. Back to Sturgis in 30 here on KGFX.
Welcome to Linz-Dakota-Martin Fort Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Linz-Dakota-Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests, too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Linz-Dakota-Mart in Fort Pier. Thrifty, local, convenient.
That is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. Stay tuned for girls basketball as the Pier Governors meets the Sturgis Scoopers at Sturgis Brown High School. Back with the action in 2 minutes on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. The Pier Governor Wrestling Team won four consecutive state Class A wrestling titles from 2015 to 2018, and they were led by Will Turman, who became the first Governor wrestler in the history of the sport in Pier to win four state individual championships. He was named the NWCA Wrestler of the Year in 2017 and the Class A Wrestler of the Year in 2018. Will Turman, one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Linz-Dakota-Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Linz-Dakota-Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
Your Governor Sturgis Scoopers girls basketball from the Northern Black Hills, where it's going to be pretty cold tonight. It's going to be cold at home, about the same as it is at home. It'll be here about 5 above, they're saying tonight. So wrap up well. I'm David Barone, studio coordinators Trinity Pearson. Mr. Caleb Rozek handling the video tonight, also handling the Lakota Nation Invitational down in Rapid City, but he is with us too and will be again in Spearfish tomorrow. Don't forget you can see it. Thanks to him and them at KGFX page at DRG News app, brought to you by Golden Buffalo and at drgnews.com. And that's brought to you in part by Bauman Lumber. Pier in their road black uniforms tonight, base black with the emerald green numerals and letters. Pier have left the block print number and block print letters on the front, that block print number on the back with the green piping. Sturgis in their home white uniforms, black numerals and letters in red trim, black, red, and white, the school colors here in Sturgis. the Scoopers, who, as we told you, have had to adjust their starting lineup a little bit tonight. Before we go any further, let's tell you that the Pierre Governor boys are starting well tonight. 35-12. We mentioned that score a moment ago. They're at the half leading Sturgis at the Ricks High Gym, and we can tell you too that Lincoln Keenholz had 14 in the first half and 12 for Jackson Edmond, the two main catalysts to make the Governors go, among others. And again, Brian Oakland has that game on River 92.7. Again, Spearfish at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at the Ricks High Gym on River 92.7. We'll be in Spearfish for the Governor girls and an improved Spartan team 2:30 tomorrow right here on KGFX. Here, we'll shoot at the basket to our left in this first half. Our position is in the right corner, same as the camera angle you see. So from right to left go the Governors. From left to right go Sturgis. Kaylee Wadley will jump for Sturgis. Avery Kaiser for Pierre. And we hope you enjoy the action. David Burnett's about to put the ball in the air. He does. The tip is won by Pierre. We're underway on this Friday night as both of these teams look for their first win. Lennox Dupree gaining the start, handing it to Kaiser on the right side. Back to Dupree. And here, there you go. Value every possession. Herbert Kirkby about set. They're more patient. Oh, great look inside from Avery Kaiser to Remington Price. And she moves in for a layup after a terrific bounce pass. 2-0 Pierre, 24 seconds gone in the game. That's a well set up first possession for the Governors. Goebel out front to Watley, playing very high. Dennis now out front for a three that is off the rim by Leitenberg, and the ball's lost out of bounds by Sturgis. And you just can't help but wonder, with their two main post players out of the lineup, how will they adjust? Here's second possession, right wing. Here comes a three. It is off the rim and out of bounds. Dupree tried at that time. And so it'll be Sturgis basketball, driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KGFX Pierre, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM. Fort Pierre, stop speeding before it stops you. Obey posted speed limits. Sturgis down 2-0 with the basketball. Just over a minute gone. Drive on the right side by Watley, left it short. And Avery Kaiser has the rebound as Pierre brings it into the front court. At the basket to our left, Price on a weave, hand on the right side for Lennox Dupree. For Kaiser, Watley all over her. How about that matchup? Lost, but able to pick it up is Reese Tilliger. Right wing, an open three for Price, missed everything. And Kenneth Goebel comes up with a rebound for Sturgis. So the Governors have missed their first couple of threes, but they do lead 2-0 with 6:23 in the first. And now Kaiser stole the ball away, off a turnover, and Avery drives in for the layup. Avery Kaiser's first two. She had a pretty steady weekend last weekend, really. 4-0 Pierre at 6:09 in the first. Another steal as it's taken down on the baseline for a drive that'll draw a foul. And Ryan Berry is the one after her fine game. What an excellent game she had on Saturday with 11 points. This foul is on Sawyer Dennis of Sturgis. The first foul of the game. Ryan Berry with the first free throw missing. Governor Basketball on KGFX, brought to you by the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Linz Dakota Mart, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, Dairy Queen, Avera Orthopedics, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Wagner Auto. One more for Ryan. Oh, they both missed, but up to grab the rebound. In good position is Reese Terwilliger, and the Governors maintain it. With a new shot clock. That's now down to 27. Dupree on the right wing. The freshman a chance to start tonight. Out front for Price. Moves right of the lane. Working on Taylor Price, but the ball is taken away and down floor. Missing a layup, however, is Leitenberg. And Dupree came down with a rebound and a foul in the front court. This one is on Taylor Price of Sturgis. That is her first and team foul number two on the Scoopers. 4-0 Pierre, 5:35 first quarter. Glad to have you with us on this Friday night. Dupree handed up top for Kaiser. Taylor Price out to guard her. Left wing Berry, skip it. On the right side, Price drives baseline, left it a little short, but right there to grab the rebound is Terwilliger and send it back out front. Terwilliger was in a battle for that board, but Reese was able to keep it. Now, dribbled away by Kaiser, but there is Ryan Berry to pick the basketball up, and now it's knocked out of bounds by Kaylee Wadley of Sturgis. So, Terwilliger with an offensive board. Another substitution for Sturgis. This is Rachel Banks, 5'9", a junior forward. So Jordan Profrock is having to go deep into her rotation again with both Reese Ludwig and Lexi Long not able to play tonight. 19 to shoot. It comes out front to Berry. Tries a long jumper that misses. And Banks just into the game. Comes up with a rebound for Sturgis. Rachel Price handing it on the weave to Leitenberg. Tatum on the left wing in some trouble. Capri guarding her tightly. 17 still to shoot. Wadley up top, knocked down to Terwilliger, took it away, a great steal by Reese, and Wadley able to tip it, but back to Reese, and Terwilliger drives in for the layup. She scores off the turnover, and it's 6-0 Pier. They've had the first three buckets of this game, 4:25 left in the first. Good start for the Governors tonight. Taylor Price, right baseline, drive, banked it in. Nearly lost the ball, but a good recovery by Taylor Price. And she has Sturgis first two, about midway through the first. It's 6-2 Pier on top. Price for Dupree. Top of the key, it is Avery Kaiser. Driving on Taylor Price, right wing for Remington, Price for Pier. Left side, Berry. Once another three. This one misses. Long rebound to Taylor Price for Sturgis. Governors have missed their first three threes. Here is a three, left wing. That one's missing by Goble, and it's Remington Price that brought the rebound down for Pier. Pass down low, and getting in the way of it, as you would expect, is Wadley. Kaylee Wadley is, and this is what we remember, one of the things from her last year, too. She's all over the floor. Sawyer Dennis comes right back in for Sturgis. And Addison Jolly, a 5'7 sophomore guard, makes her first appearance. Off the inbound, a short jumper from nine is good on the left wing by Avery Kaiser, sent up by Lance Dupree. Off the inbound, and Pier leads 8-2. Now, Pier knocks a pass into the front court out of bounds. Sturgis will inbound at midcourt with 3:34 left in the first. Pier leading 8-2, 4 for Kaiser, 2 for Price, and 2 for Terwilliger for the Governors, and 2 for Taylor Price for Sturgis, who has the ball now on left wing. Nearly lost it, did lose it. Lennox Dupree the steal. Fourth turnover already on Sturgis. Right wing 3, Price, it's off the back rim. Battle for that rebound, it's Kaiser who lost it then, and it's taken away by Jolly. So Kaiser had the offensive board, but could not hang on to it. Governors still looking for their first made three. Down low on the left baseline, travel by Rachel Banks. She had put the shot in, but took steps first, and Sturgis already with five turnovers. By the way, how many does Pier have? That'd be zero. 5 minutes into the game. They like that. Price, well, here's one now as it's thrown away. Taylor Price inside finds Wadley, but she left it short, and Reese Terwilliger's there for her third rebound. Now the Governors starting much better tonight. Now a jumper from the left wing is good. And it is Avery Kaiser making it a 10-2 Pier lead with 2:32 in the first quarter. Here in Sturgis. Taylor Price nearly taken away. Dupree diving for it. Now able to run this down in the backcourt is Addison Jolly. But the shot clock is now down to 11 for Sturgis. Dennis on the right wing. All over her is Remington Price. On the right baseline, Rachel Banks stops. Foul. First Pier foul. Also on Reese Terwilliger. Remember, she had the foul trouble, and it's going to be so important for her to be on the floor. Rachel Banks with two free throws here for Sturgis, and the Scooper's first two free throws of the game, and the first one is too long. Ryan Berry back in to replace Lennox Dupree for Pier. Still 10-2 Pier with 2:12 left in the first quarter here in Sturgis. Governors won here by 12 a year ago, and Kirk Bebout's first win as Governor head coach. Banks, one more. A little twitch by Terwilliger. Didn't enter the lane. Shot missed. And Sidney Tedro, who entered the Governor lineup a little bit ago, has the rebound. Down low for Terwilliger. Baseline, off glass, and good. And Terwilliger has six, has a four already. And it is 12-2 Pierce, starting well. A minute 58 in the first. A hand way out front from Jolly to Leitenberg for Sturgis. Still only the one bucket for the Scoopers so far. Here's one that's blocked. Right out of the hand of Jolly by Avery Kaiser. It'll stay with Sturgis. But a block for Avery. Jenna Bush comes into the Governor lineup, the senior. 16 on Sturgis shot clock as they inbound baseline. Lob for Leitenberg in the lane. Little half hook. Count it with a foul. Tatum Leitenberg from the lane. I think this shot's going to count. It does. Leitenberg's first two, as she was hacked by Ryan Berry. And that's Ryan's first and Pierre's second team foul. So it's 12-4 for Pierre. And Leitenberg completes the three-point play. And that cuts the Pierre lead now to 12-5 with 1:38 in the first quarter. Out front, it's Avery Kaiser. Took the pass from Tedra. Right wing, Price. An open three. Remy, she's good. Remings and Price are first of the game and Pierre's first two. And it's 15-5. Pierre has that 10-point lead back with 1:21 left first quarter here in Sturgis at the Big West Gym at Sturgis Brown High School. Leitenberg out front, reaching in, nearly knocking away Remington Price. Leitenberg regained it. Little half hook from eight. Didn't fall. Sidney Tedro gains another rebound for Pierre. They push it front court. Pass to Price is knocked out of bounds by Sawyer Dennis. So Pierre will keep it as Rachel Banks is back in. We remember from last year, Jordan Profrock substituted a lot, and she's doing it again tonight, Joellen Canoe, and even more necessary with the two main post players out. Now for Pierre, Sidney Tedro, who gave a couple of good minutes of play, is out, and Lennox Dupree is back in. 103 in the first, 15-5, Pierre leads Sturgis. It is Lennox, the freshman. What a debut last week in varsity play for her. Bounce Berry on the baseline for Kaiser. Avery nearly lost it. She's double-teamed. Back out front to Berry. A three straight away is off the back rim. But Kaiser, well, she was there to grab the rebound. However, she pushed off to gain position. She was caught with the foul. That's her first and the third Pierre team foul. Down to 47 seconds left first quarter. Some pressure as Berry is bothering Sawyer Dennis in the backcourt. Now it is Banks on the left wing, handing it to Kenna Goble. Right wing now it's Tatum Leitenberg, down to 32 seconds in the quarter and 19 to shoot. Leitenberg stops in the lane. Left wing, Goble thought about that shot. Why didn't she take it? She was open. Instead, she hands it to Dennis, down to 9 to shoot. Down to 7 as Leitenberg uses a screen by Cano to the right baseline for a drive that's off the side of the glass. Gained her own rebound. Missed that too. Third chance ends up in a foul. So Leitenberg had one board, and then the last one by Rachel Banks. She was the one who was fouled, and Lennox Dupree has the foul. And by the way, that's two on Lennox. Team foul number 5 on Pierre. Banks missed a couple of free throws a little earlier, 12.4 in the first. Her first here, this one misses two. Sturgis starts 1 out of 4 at the line. Kaiser out, and Sidney Tedro back in after a good stretch of a few minutes a moment ago. Dupree stays on the floor with the two fouls. Again, Lainey Stevens not with the team tonight or tomorrow. So Dupree started in her place. Banks with one more free throw. This one is too strong, and it's Tedra with another rebound. She's only played about 3 minutes, and she's picked up 3 rebounds. 5 seconds, 4, as taking it away on a good play is Sawyer Dennis for Sturgis, and then she's fouled. She traveled. Boy, Dupree reached in there, but the foul was not called. The travel was. 0.3 seconds. Pierre can catch and shoot. They're inbounding from about midcourt. Tedro will. They don't even get a chance to put it up, but a good first quarter for Pierre. 15-5 is their lead over Sturgis on the road on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Wagner Auto, the one place to go, and we have second quarter action from Sturgis in 1 minute on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Are you into discovering new beers? The Crossing Casino and Pier features tap beers from brewers across South Dakota. Use your Untappd app. That's Untappd app. And learn more about locally brewed beers. Check out the beers they currently have on tap and ask about the Crossing Casino's weekly specials. Join your friends at the Crossing Casino. A relaxed atmosphere, flavorful beers, and plenty of friendly faces. The Crossing Casino is next to the Corner Station in Pier.
I know we all don't want to hear it, but Christmas is just around the corner. Don't get blindsided by all those holiday expenses. Oahe Federal Credit Union is running a Christmas loan special. You can get up to $1,500 for 12 months at 7% APR with payroll deduction or automatic payments from a checking account with us. Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see how we can help you get ready for the holiday season.
Seven of 14 shooting in the first quarter. 11 rebounds to Sturgis 8, two turnovers, and not surprisingly, it's a 15-5 Pier lead over Sturgis. Arrow belongs to the scooper. Sturgis will inbound to start the second quarter of play with Kaylee Watley on the court along with Sawyer Dennis, Tatum Leitenberg, and also Joellen Cano and Kenna Goble. Turn around. This is by Watley, missing the shot. And the rebound for Lennox Dupree for Pier. Shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Governors. Governor Basketball is brought to you by the Pier Sports Marketing Partners. They include Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, along with Comtech and Midco, First Dakota National Bank, Puts Design and Build, Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, and Stolken Peterson, Lingle, Waltie, and Jones LLP. Dupree will inbound. Still 29 on the shot clock. And a drop step in the lane. Kaiser turns around, scores, and is fouled. Avery Kaiser is up to 8. Good, solid move on the drop step. 17-5 is now the Pier lead. And the free throw good as Kaiser completes the three-point play to make it 18-5 for Pier. 7:28 left in the first half. Sawyer Dennis. They still don't have the score right on the board here, but it is 18-5 for the Governors. Watley had it knocked down. Reese Terwilliger couldn't hang on to the ball. And Watley gained the basketball back. Out front she is between the rings. Now they have the score right, and Price stole it away. 2-on-1 break. Remy drives to the hole. Foul by Watley. Turnovers are piling up now. That's 8 already for Sturgis. The foul on Watley. Her first, and that is team foul number 4. The ball is lost on the other end. Lennox Dupree has a foul. The scoreboard is not, I must say, keeping up very well with what's going on, except that that one registers a third foul on Lennox Dupree, so that's going to bring the freshman out of the lineup and Sydney Tedrow back in. And a chance that we should think here for some extended minutes in this game for Sydney. Important for this team anyway off the benches. He played very well so far tonight, especially on the boards. Turnaround, Banks, the shot deflected, but it came down for another chance for Leitenberg, and then that ended up in what, a held ball? Yep. And Pier basketball. The official did not give the signal for a held ball, just that it was deflected, but that's what happened. So Pier has it. 18-5, the Governor's lead here in Sturgis. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Kaiser had it deflected, but it came on the left baseline to Tedrow. Left wing to Berry with 15 to shoot. Lost the ball, but Price is there to pick it up for Pier. Now 10 on the shot clock. Kaiser, right foul line extended. Stops left wing Price. Open, once another three. This one is off the mark, but Ryan Berry hustles for the rebound. Hands it to Terwilliger. And now another held ball, but the arrow this time is going to go to Sturgis.
Taylor Price is back in for Sturgis, who still has just two field goals, 20% shooting, 2 of 10. That's what they were in their loss to a Belfouche in their second game, 40-28. They lost to that improved Spearfish team in their opener last week. Watley on the baseline. They're double-teaming her, as you might imagine. Banks with a drive in the lane. That missed. Sydney Tendrill just brought down another rebound for the Governors. But then the ball is thrown away and out of bounds. So five turnovers now for Pierre. Governors still at 50% shooting on 8 of 16, and their lead is 13 with 5:43 in the first half. 18-5, Pierre leading here in Sturgis. We'll update you on the Governor boys. They have started 3-0 for the first time in 8 years. Here's a left wing three that is missing by Sawyer Dennis. Remington Price has her third rebound for the Governors. And it is Avery Kaiser for Tedrow, for Remington Price on the right side. Her baseline drive, open path to the bucket, and Price put it in, and she has 7. And it's 20-5 for Pierre, threatening already to run away with it. Still 5 minutes left in the first half, but a team a little bit depleted by injuries is having a tough start. Here's a foul on Pierre. Sydney Tedrow with a foul. Sits first, and that's team foul number 7. And that puts Sturgis into the bonus, but Jordan Profrock, before anything else, wants an Actegra timeout. Acres Ahica, maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 5 minutes left, first half. Pier 20, Sturgis 5. Back to Sturgis in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
It'll be Taylor Price at the foul line for a 1-1 here for Sturgis. And the Scoopers have not started well at the line, 1-for-5. Pierre leading 20-5, 5 minutes left in the first half here in Sturgis. Price is front end of the 1-1. Well, that missed two. And Avery Kaiser with the rebound for Pierre. Down low, ball loose on the floor, trying to come up with it. And doing so are the Governors, Sydney Tedrow, and Kirk Bebout wants a timeout. Since there was possession, now an Actegra timeout from Pierre, and it's 30 again. So we'll take 30 again. 4:50 in the first half. Still Pierre 20, Sturgis 5, and more for you in 30 here on KGFX.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Pier has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Pier is a new company under new ownership in Pier. Apply today at Aventura Pier, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Pier is an equal opportunity employer.
Pierre will inbound right in front of the Sturgis bench with 4:49 left first half, 20-5 Pierre in front, and Avery Kaiser is tripped up. Taylor Price with her arms out to say, what did I do? And the official said, you can't do tripping in any sport. That's her second 14th foul on Sturgis. New shot clock for Pierre. Left wing, it is Tedrow. Left baseline, it is Avery Kaiser. Nearly lost it, regained it, put in a runner from 5 feet. And it's an 11-point first half for Avery Kaiser, and it's 22-5 Pierre at 4:32 and a half. Watley, boy, Sturgis really needs her to get going. Price on left wing, it's Taylor Price from 14, left of the lane, bounded three times off the rim, didn't stay down, battle for that rebound, ends up in a hell ball. Pierre has the arrow this time. As Sawyer Dennis re-enters the Sturgis lineup for Taylor Price. Pardon me, it is Sturgis, I should say, with the arrow and not Pierre.
not easily seen, and they don't put it on the scoreboard. I'll stop talking about the scoreboard. I'll talk about Rachel Banks because she just had a good baseline drive and a banker for her first two. Just the third made field goal for Sturgis. Other end quickly. Reese Terwilliger took a pass and laid it in. Six for Terwilliger. Now it's 24-7. 17-point lead for Peer with 3:54 left in the first half. Price had it stolen. Taylor stolen. Remington Price fouled as she came down floor. Well, Taylor Price turned around, and there was Remington Price all of a sudden to steal that ball away. Second foul on Sawyer Dennis. 16th foul on Sturgis. 24-7, Peer in front over Sturgis. They do have the score right. 3:45 left in the first half. And here is a ball that is lost out of bounds on a pass that was too low by the Governor's Ryan Berry, intended for Avery Kaiser. Six Peer turnovers. Sturgis ball, they still had only three field goals. 3:35 first half, left wing, here's a three. That is good. Kenneth Goble has the first made three of the game for Sturgis. 24-10, Peer by 14, quickly on the other end, right wing, Price a three, took the pass from Terwilliger, oh, halfway down and out. Kaiser, however, kept the rebound alive, and Price tries another right wing three. This one's in the net. Remington Price with her second three, and it's 27-10 for Peer. I believe they just gave the Governors a warning for fiddling with that basketball after a miss, but the offensive board gave Remy another chance, and she has two threes now tonight. Peer has their 17-point lead back, and that's 10 for Price. Kaiser with 11. Out front, it is Tatum Leitenberg for Sturgis. This is a drive by Sawyer Dennis in the lane. Rolled in. Nice move by Sawyer Dennis for her first two. 27-12, Peer by 15 at 2:50 in the half. Entry pass knocked away by Joellen Canol of Sturgis. It'll stay with Peer, who brings Lennox Dupree back in the lineup, although she does have three fouls. She comes in for Ryan Berry to give the sophomore a little bit of a rest. No, that was out of bounds. The official pointed Peer's way, didn't he, Caleb? Yes, but the other official said no, it's a turnover, and it's Sturgis' ball. These deficient officials are sometimes not getting very definitive signals. Probably complaining a lot tonight, am I? Cano had it tied up on the floor by Avery Kaiser, and this one's going to give it to the Governors on the held on the dual possession. Good play there by Avery. Seeing that Joellen Cano was in trouble, maintained possession, but Kaiser with a short tie-up to give Pierre the basketball back with 2:28.5. 27-12. I'll stop complaining now, I promise. In down to Terwilliger. Nothing to complain about there. She laid it in. Reese Terwilliger with eight. 29-12 for Pierre. 2:17 in the first half. Sawyer Dennis down the left alley. Lost the ball. Remington Price gained a two-on-one break with Terwilliger. Dish to Reese. Baseline miss. Kaiser's there for the follow, and she's fouled. And aren't the Governors controlling the glass? And I mean in a big, big way. And that's on Kaylee Watley, who's still not scored tonight. And that's her second foul. And the 16th foul on Sturgis. Two free throws here for Kaiser. The first misses. Now, the Governors only one of four tonight. That's something they did do well through the weekend last week. And Jenna Cass is coming to the game for Peer for the first time. Jenna, the 5'3 junior, to give Remington Price a little bit of a break. Kaiser with one more free throw. That's good. That's her 12-point. Jenna Bush back in for Peer to replace Kaiser. 2:04, first half. Peer 30, Sturgis 12. All Governors, the best they have looked by far in their two-and-a-half games so far. Kenneth Goble. Up top for Watley. She tries a three to try to get her offense going, but it misses. And there's another Sydney Tedrow rebound for Peer. She now has five of them. Pass away from Tedrow, but Sid's able to regain it. And left for Terwilliger. Right lane line from 13 to the baseline. threw it over the rim. Bush trying to gain the rebound, could not. Watley did instead, and then Bush reached over and fouled her. So Watley will head to the line, as that's team foul number 8, so she'll have a 1-1. An 18-point peer lead is their longest at 30-12 with 1:32 left first half here in Sturgis. Rachel Banks at the line. She missed the front end, but Sonya Dennis kept it alive with the rebound for Sturgis. Down to 1:20 in the half as it is out front. Watley tries another three. I think Reese Tewetherga got a hand on that. Anyway, it missed, and Lennox Dupree brought in the rebound. Ball loose, but able to pick it up is Jenna Bush. 1:05 remaining in this first half. And a whistle as Tedrow was dribbling and away from the foul. Reese Tewetherga was caught, away from the ball. Reese Tewetherga was caught pushing off. That's two on Reese. Remember the foul trouble she had, and she'll come right out of the game. They don't want her to pick up her third in the last minute two of the first half. Remington Price back in. Sturgis ball, Piers Lee, 30-12, 53 seconds to go in the first half. That dribble's too high, and carrying it is Kaylee Watley for the 12th turnover on Sturgis. Good shooting, really good shooting. Rebounding advantage for Pier. It's led them to an 18-point lead near halftime here in Sturgis. 48 seconds left. Left wing, it's Lennox Dupree. Pass deflected, taken in. Good play, Tatum Leitenberg with the steal. So still some turnovers for Pier. And on the left baseline, Banks left it too short. And the rebound for Pier by Dupree. However, the ball is thrown away. Sturgis back into the front court with Leitenberg. 23 seconds. Shot clock is off. Dupree guarding her. Remember, she has three fouls. Dennis on the left wing for Leitenberg. Down to 15 seconds in the half. Hesitation. Left wing, it's Dennis again. Down to 11 seconds. Right wing, Watley. Pass knocked away inside. Jenna Bush picked it up. 6 seconds and five. Dupree crosses the timeline with three. With two. A long three by Price at the buzzer. She hit it! Remington Price from just inside midcourt. For her third three of the first half, she has 13 points. That's how you end a half. A half that the Pier Governors dominated. Our halftime score on the Wegner Auto scoreboard here in Sturgis. The Pier Governors 33, the Sturgis Scoopers 12. Wegner Auto in Pier. You know, they're the one place to go. Hey, let's remind you before we take a break that the sports marketing partners who help bring you Governor basketball here on KGFX include American Bank and Trust, Red Rose of the South Dakota National Guard, and Kruger Contracting. Stick around for our CHS River Plains halftime report. Comes your way from Sturgis after a 3-minute break on the official voice of the Pier Governors, 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. Our team at Kathy Sunshine Properties has extensive training in the real estate field plus years of experience. It is my goal to provide you with superior service at all times.
When you want to sell your home, call my mom.
She loves houses.
Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at TaraD@MidcoNetwork.com or 224-5588. I look forward to working with you.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll be gone here.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Happy holidays from the staff and management at the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Got friends and family in town for the holidays? Bring them all out to the Lariat. Bowling, pool, darts, a full game room. Hey, the best place in town to have your kid's birthday party is a great place for your holiday party, too. And with the NFL Sunday Ticket and the college bowl season heating up, there's always a game on one of the many TVs in the Cactus Lounge. So stop on out. Your holiday fun destination, the Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Hey, and that guy knows his bowling very well. Here, Governors are playing excellent basketball tonight. In girls action in Sturgis, up 33-12 at the half on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. This is the CHS River Plains halftime report. I'm David Burrell. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator. Caleb Rozick handling the video. Don't forget, you can see it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app. Brought to you by Golden Buffalo and at drgnews.com. Brought to you in part by Bauman Lumber. And don't forget, Bauman Lumber will also bring you our player of the game in the postgame tonight. Well, the Governors, who never led in the two losses last weekend, have never trailed tonight. Up 15-5 at the end of one, up 33-12 at the half. Remington Price with a huge first half. That long three, it wasn't all that far inside the midcourt stripe. It was over 30 feet. She hit it at the buzzer to give her a 13-point first half. Avery Kaiser had 12, 8 for Reese Terwilliger. And those are the only three that scored for Pierre, but Sydney Tendrow also had 5 rebounds, and Lennox Dupree had 4. No more than 3 for anybody for Sturgis. Tatum Leitenberg had 3, Kenna Goebel with 3, 2 each for Taylor Price, Sawyer Dennis, and Rachel Banks. Pierre, who struggled shooting last weekend, has not so far tonight. 58% on 14 of 24. They were 7 of 10 shooting in the second quarter. Sturgis only 26% in the first half. Pierre 2 of 5 at the line. Sturgis 1 of 6. Something else that's helping the Governors, a big rebounding advantage, as expected, with the two post players out for Sturgis. Pierre has a rebounding advantage of 23-11. And the 21-point lead for the Governors is their longest at the half, leading Sturgis 33-12. For the Governor boys, it was a rout tonight at the Rickside Gym, and four Pierre boys basketball, their first 3-0 start since 2013-14. That was the year after the state championship. They won their first 7 that year. Well, they're 3-0 now after a 65-19 win over Sturgis tonight. Lincoln Keenholz, Jackson Edmond, both with 19 for the Governors, who will host the Spearfish Spartans tomorrow afternoon at the Rickside Gym with coverage at 1:30 on River 92.7. Let's look at other girls action while we have a moment. Third-ranked O'Gorman over Sioux Falls Jefferson, 60-27. Huron had started 3-0, but the Tigers lost in Watertown tonight, 51-49. Brandon Valley is second in the media poll, beat Sioux Falls Roosevelt, 50-41. In Box Elder, it's fourth-ranked Rapid City Stevens leading Douglas after 53-22. No report on what's going on 27 miles from here in Spearfish, where the Spartans are hosting Aberdeen Central, so the Golden Eagles will come here to Sturgis tomorrow, and the Governors go to Spearfish, and our coverage on 1060 103.1 KGFX commences at 2:30 Central Time tomorrow afternoon, and we invite you to join us and stay right here, please, because the second half is next. That's our CHS River Plains Halftime Report. It's all Pier in the first 16 minutes, leading 33-12 over the Scoopers here in Sturgis. Second half in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pier Governor Basketball, 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pier. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pier Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the Independent Insurance Team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier. Pier Governor Wrestling dominated Class A in the 2010s. Before then, Pier had only one state title in the history of the program. But then, the Governors won six championships in 7 years, from 2012 to 2018, and added a first dual state title in 2020. The Governor Wrestling Dynasty, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment, presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pier.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
16 more minutes to go, but the Pier Governors are looking to put last weekend's rough start behind them. Nothing rough about this one for the Govs. They lead Sturgis 33-12. And they bring out Remington Price, Lennox Dupree, Ryan Berry, Reese Terwilliger, and Avery Kaiser. They're starting five to start the second half, too. And it's Kaylee Wadley, Tatum Leitenberg, Kenneth Goble, Sawyer Dennis, and Joellen Cano for Sturgis. Sturgis with the arrow. So it's the scooper ball to start the second half in white. They're at the basket to our left as you view it at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Well, sort of. We're in the corner. But you know what we mean. Out front, it is Leitenberg with a three that missed everything, and Pier lets that go out of bounds. And the rough shooting continues for Sturgis. They are only 5 of 20 in this game. Pier 58% and 14 of 24. Kaiser, right wing, Remington Price. Here comes another three. Oh, that was halfway down and out. And on the run, the rebound for Sawyer Dennis. Down floor for a layup by Watley. And there's the first two for Kaylee Watley. That's part of the reason that Sturgis is in the hole they're in. 33-14 for Pier. 7-14 third quarter. Ryan Berry on right wing with a price pick. Up top for Kaiser, left wing Lennox Dupree. Kaiser straight away again to the right foul line extended. Drop step 12 in the lane. Over the rim, rebound Kaylee Watley. Governors still with a big lead, but they've missed their first two shots of the half. Leitenberg left wing for Sturgis. Here in their road green. Remember, they'll be wearing their white tomorrow over in Spearfish. That's how it goes on these weekend trips. Dennis on left wing. Had it taken away. Just stripped away from her by Ryan Berry. 13th turnover on Sturgis. And Price in the front court for the Govs. With a Terwilliger screen, it's out front. Kaiser wants a three. It rims out. And it's rebounded by Kenna Goble. And Sturgis just playing patiently here. They just want to work on their game. They don't think this game's out of reach, although it may be realistically, but again, they're dealing without having to play with, they're dealing with having to play without two of their post players. Pass inside led to a push on Pierre and Remington Price. That's the first on Remy. First team foul of the second half on Pierre. And Sturgis will inbound. Right baseline. Came out front to Dennis. For Cano, oh, threw the ball way over the head of Leitenberg and out of bounds. Cano pass way too high, and turnover number 14 on the Scoopers. Dupree for Pierre. For Kaiser between the rings, left wing, Dupree faked the three, drove past Watley, off glass, fouled. Lennox Dupree will go to the line with a good move. Boy, she really faked Watley out right there, and in fact, Kaylee reached back to Fowler for her third. That's a freshman doing that to an experienced senior. Lennox Dupree at the foul line. She went 3 of 4 last weekend. And the first one's good. And Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Live Ticket by Kruger Contracting, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, Dakota Storm Roofing, Bauman Lumber, Beck Motors, Bank West, and Lariat Lanes. And they're both good for Dupree. 35-14, Pierre. 5:48, third quarter here in Sturgis. Thank you for joining us, and happy holidays to you. An entry pass is knocked out of bounds by Remington Price. Sturgis will inbound in front of Jordan Profrock's bench with 25 to shoot, 5:43 left in the third quarter. Kenna Goble handles it out front for Rachel Banks, who just re-entered the game. Right wing now for Sawyer Dennis, for Tatum Leitenberg. Brings it again on the right side to Goble. Now Cano wants a three off the rim with 6 on the shot clock. Rebound tipped, came to Avery Kaiser for Pierre. Governors ease off with a big lead. And a three comes on the left wing. That's Avery Kaiser, and this one's good. Kaiser just missed one a moment ago, but Avery has the three here. And the Governors are 4 of 12 now on threes and lead by 24, their longest lead of 38 to 14. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Sturgis with Leitenberg on the right wing of the basket, basically to our left. Cano with a lob. On the right side for Banks. Stops, turnaround, half hook in the lane. Didn't fall, but good rebound there. Grabbed by Kenna Goble on the offensive glass. For a Leitenberg three, straight away, halfway down and out. And Lennox Dupree under there again with a good rebound. Left wing Price. Here comes a three off the rim by Remy, but it's run down in the corner by Ryan Berry. Inside to Terwilliger, but she lost the ball. Threw it right away to Rachel Banks. Sturgis basketball with 4:15 left in the third as Leitenberg stops her dribble, hands it up top to Joellen Cano. Left wing it is Dennis, baseline, a little left-hand runner from 7. Good, nice shot by Sawyer Dennis for her second bucket and fourth point. 38-16, here another three try by Kaiser, no good, but Dupree is in there for the offensive board and Lennox is fouled. The freshman again with plenty of moxie. Kenna Gable with a foul. That's her first. Tell you what, there is a reason this freshman is playing. In fact, gained the start tonight. Missed the free throw there. But is really showing a lot. Sydney Tedrow will come in for Pierre, and many new players for Sturgis after an Agtegra timeout. Buy Sturgis Acres Ag to maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. We'll take a minute here. 3:55 in the third, Pier 38, Sturgis 16, back in 60 on KGFX.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right, get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
Lennox Dupree will have another free throw for the Governors as she looks again for her third point. 38-16 Pier with 3:55 left in the third quarter. This one is short. And Rachel Banks picks up the rebound for Sturgis. Governors only 4 of 9 at the line tonight. They were 19 of 28 over last weekend. Addison Jolly, who is back in the game for Sturgis. Watley took it on the right wing. Shot over to Williger from 10. Missed everything, but Banks with the offensive board. And then she double dribbled.
The
15th turnover. Sturgis made a line change. They brought four players in a moment ago. One of them is Callie Ewing. She is a 5'5 junior. Jordan Profock didn't like what she was seeing, obviously. Kaiser, right wing for Sydney Tedrow for Pierre. Right wing jumper from 14 didn't fall. Stealing the rebound away is Dupree from Banks, and she followed it in. Lennox Dupree said, I want that, and she took it and scored. She has four. 40-16, Pierre. 3:07 in the third. This freshman can play. Watley stopped. She's tied up by Reese Terwilliger. That gives Pierre the basketball on the dual possession. And Kaylee Watley just cannot get going tonight. She finally scored in this third quarter, but that's the only bucket she's had. Kaiser for Pierre, left wing Dupree. Thought about that three, then came Watley. So a hook pass to Kaiser for a drive in the lane and then thrown away by Avery and out of bounds. She thought she got fouled, but not called. That's Avery. I mean, she puts it all on the line out there, and if something doesn't go her way, she won't show up the official, but she will say, hey, what about that? Front court Sturgis, ball dropped by Taylor Price into the back court. Or was it knocked out of bounds? It was by Pierre. Sometimes these officials do not give the clearest signals. But anyway, it is Ryan Berry back in for the Governors to replace Lennox Dupree. 4 points for the freshman, but she's done a lot of other good things too. Addison Jolly on the weave. This is Callie Ewing in the lane. Now a left wing. Three. Here it comes. Taylor Price missed it. Watley tried to save the rebound, but tipped and came. There's Sydney Tedrow with another board for Pierre. Oh, she carried it then. So Pierre has another turnover, and that is 10. Excuse me, 11. Joellen Cano back in for Sturgis. And as you would expect, with the main post players gone, Pierre with a big rebounding advantage. We have it at 30-16 at this point. Turnaround, that's got to be an extra step, isn't it? Yes, it's a travel on Addison Jolly. That's turnover number 17 for a Sturgis team that's just trying to find right. They didn't play too badly in their open against Spearfish, but as we say, shot only 20%, had the two post players hurt and lost to Belle Fouche, and hasn't gotten any better for the Scoopers tonight on their home floor. Remington Price on right wing for the Govs. Out front to Kaiser. Back to Price in the old circle. Left wing for Terwilliger. Tried to dish it inside, but there were two players waiting there for Sturgis. One of those, Jolly, brought it into the front court. Now that one's loose on the floor. The arrow is used again for about the 14th time tonight. It'll stay with Sturgis. And Jenna Bush will come back in for the Governors. The senior replaces Avery Kaiser. who with that three earlier in this third quarter is up to 15. Remington Price with 13 for Pierre. Sawyer Dennis leading Sturgis with four. Pass out front nearly knocked away. Stopping and missing is Taylor Price. There's another Sydney Tedrill rebound. Big number for that for her tonight. Price out front to Ryan Berry for Pierre. Left wing three on the way. This one misses. Rebound tapped in. It came down to Callie Ewing for the Sturgis Scoopers. Front court with 127 left in the third. I'm told you the score in a bit. Better do that. 40-16. Pierre leading Sturgis. Cano tries another three. This one's halfway down and out. Watley in there for the offensive board and was pushed by Reese Terwilliger, who's not too happy about it, but it was the correct call, and that's your third. Good offensive board there by Watley, and that's a glimpse of what she can do. Remember last year in the game here against the Governor, she had a double-double, 13 points and 12 boards. Terwilliger out, Kaiser in for Pierre, 119 in the third, Sturgis inbounds to Watley, turn around in the lane. Oh, it fell off. It's just not her night. Kaiser with a rebound for Pierre to Price. Into the lane, Terwilliger. Did she clear off? Someone did to gain position. Wasn't Terwilliger, it was Jenna Bush. So the offensive foul on Jenna is her first, and the Governor's third team foul, and their 13th turnover. Taylor Price had it knocked away by Jenna Bush, out of bounds, Ryan Berry. It'll stay with Pierre. Remington Price out, and Jenna Cass in for the last minute three of this third. 40-16. Pierre in front, their longest lead of the game at 24. They were up 21 at the half. They controlled this game from the start. Travel called here on Addison Jolly of Sturgis. Tomorrow, we'll be in Spearfish. Governor Girls and the Spearfish Spartans, 2:30 here on KGFX, and see it too at the KGFX page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Left wing, return feed for a three that is off the rim by Ryan Berry. And Addison Jolly has the rebound for Sturgis. 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Now a foul. Sturgis broke down the floor. It's on Berry. Ryan's second. The Governor's fourth. She comes out in favor of Lennox Dupree, who has three. Terwilliger has three fouls. Kaylee Watley with three fouls for Sturgis. Taylor Price with 35 seconds left in the third. Five more in the game clock than the shot clock. Price switches to a left-hand dribble. Passes on the left wing for Cano. Right side of the lane. Here's a drive by Ewing. Good one by her. She drew a foul. Callie moved from the right. Foul line extended into the lane. Took the feed. And Sydney Tedrow with a foul. Sid's second. Team foul number five. And Callie Ewing has a couple of free throws here for Sturgis. First, missed again. They're only one of seven at the line. Remington Price back in after about a 39-second rest to replace Jenna Cass. Ewing will shoot again. Only 26% shooting for Sturgis. Only one of seven at the line. Only one of eight on three. Second one, that also missed. And the rebound, confidently again by Lennox Dupree. Brings it down the right wing. Hook pass inside for Kaiser from Tedrow, but Avery lost the ball, and Joellen Cano picked it up. Sturgis with 8 seconds, seven. As it is Jolly with 4 seconds with three. For Cano, 2 seconds and one. Right wing Jolly, three at the buzzer, falls short. We're through three, and Sturgis on the Wagner Auto scoreboard. It's all Pierre. Governors lead the Scoopers 40-16. Wagner Auto, the one place to go. In 1 minute, the fourth quarter, here on 1060, 103.1, KGFX.
Looking to do some good this holiday season, but never seem to have any extra cash? If you have a loan with the Waihi Federal Credit Union, for a small fee, you can skip all of your loan payments for either the month of October, November, or December. In return, we will donate the portion of those fees to a local charity. Just one way to help make your community a better place. Stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
Keep on helping people.
Federal
Credit Union.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
After a windy drive today, the Pier Governors have made it to Sturgis, and they're in control over the Scoopers as the fourth quarter begins, 40-16. On their way, it appears, to win number one this season. I'm David Burrell. Thank you for joining us. Avery Kaiser into Lennox Dupree for the Governors, who had the arrow, now the ball to start the fourth quarter. Jenna Cass is in there, too, for Pier, along with Ryan Berry. And Sydney Tedrow has played a pretty good game. Here's a three left wing for Lennox Dupree. She's good, and she's had a good game, too. She's up to seven. Fifth made three for the Governors. Their lead is 27 at 43-16. Now, ball lost out of bounds by Sturgis as they turn it over again. Turnover number 19. Governor Basketball on KGFX, brought to you in part by the Pier Sports Marketing Partners, who include Olinger Law Firm, Pier Dental Clinic, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Delta Dental, All Around Graphics, and the Moore Law Office. Head fake by Kaiser, right wing for Cass, right corner. Tedrow wants a three, and it's off the rim. And running down the rebound is Sawyer Dennis. Well, that would have capped things pretty nicely for Sid, who's had a good game on the glass tonight. Up front, Rachel Banks for Sturgis. About a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Longest lead now for the Governors at 27. It is Banks, a turnaround half hook, halfway down the basket and out. But rebounded by Sturgis. Here's a follow, a half hook by Leitenberg. That didn't fall, but a foul on Banks as she gained another offensive board. It's on Jenna Bush. That's her third. And Banks, who's shown some good work on the glass, has a couple of free throws right here. The first is good. Here's Sports Marketing Partners to help bring you Governor Basketball, include Capital City Campus, Anderson Rumsa Dental, Wegner Auto, and Iceberg Funeral Home. 43-17, Pier over Sturgis with 6:49 left. Banks will shoot again. Second of two is no good as it rolled around and out. Bodies hit the floor in a battle for that rebound. And there were two Pier players, Tedrow and Kaiser. Neither one of them gained it. So Sturgis will keep the basketball with 6:48 left. Banks with a turnaround. Blocked by Tedrow or by Kaiser. Oh, but Avery followed through and fouled her. Nice block. However, the foul on Avery is her second. And that'll mean free throws for Banks. They're having a fairly difficult time with Banks. This is someone that is showing that, if needed, she can do some things in the post for the Sturgis Scoopers. The first is around and out, as Reese Chilberger will come in. And Governor Basketball on KGFX is brought to you by Overhead Door, Aventara, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, the May Adam Law Firm, TMA, the Corner Station and the Crossing, Oahe Federal Credit Union, and Ferding Electric. And there's one more here for Rachel Banks. This one's good. Only the third made free throw in 12 tries for Sturgis. 43-18, Pier, up 25, 6:40 left. The Governors had their first win here last year. Looks like they'll have their first win here again. Dupree tries another three on the left wing, and it's off the front of the rim with Rachel Banks rebounding. To Leitenberg in the front court. For Sawyer Dennis for Sturgis. Bad pass is stolen away. Tedrow again finds Berry on the left wing. Stopped from 12. Rolled out, however, and the rebound grabbed by Chawilliger, but crashing into her is Keely Hikas, who's into the game, and she commits the foul. Third team foul, the first on Hikas. Good job there by Reese Tulliger with a board. Dupree, right baseline, inbounds out front. It is Kaiser, a right wing. Dupree with another three. She hit it again. Lennox Dupree, her second three-pointer, and she's up to 12 points. 5:57 left. Pier by 28. Now that's their longest lead, 46-18. As Maya Shorter will come into the next dead ball for the Govs. Here's a fadeaway by Hikas off the front of the rim and short. And the rebound for the Govs. Who do you think? Lennox Dupree. The freshman is impressing once again. Comes on right wing to Ryan Berry from Tedrow with 5:32 left in this one. Terwilliger playing a high post. Bounce to Dupree in the lane. Back out for a 17-footer. That's bounced around twice by Tedrow, but Jenna Cass picks up the offensive board for a right wing three by Berry. That one missed everything, but Cass tipped to her. However, a peer foul on that second rebound chance on Dupree. That's four on Lennox. As Maya Shorter does come in, she saw action at the end of the game against Stevens, the 5'8 junior, and several substitutions for Sturgis. Keeley Hikas will head to the line. There's 18 fouls, by the way, for Pierce, so it is the 1-1. Hikas rolled in the front end. 46-19 for Pierce. Joellen Canoe's back in. Kaylee Wadley's back in. That was another four-player change. Jordan Profoc does like to substitute a lot. Kenneth Goble is in. Taylor Price is in. The second free throw is good also for Hikas. 46-20 for Pierre. This one's really not been, it wasn't in doubt for long. 5:14 left. The game remained kind of tight in the fourth quarter here last year, but that's not the case tonight. Jenna Cass, ball above her head. The night for Remington Price could be done, and they want to see what Jenna Cass can do in that spot. Right wing, it is Ryan Berry. Setting a screen is Shorter, and pushing her down is Taylor Price of Sturgis, her third. Team foul number four. Still 4:53 left. This, I would imagine, will basically be a JV game in just a little bit. Cass, here's a right wing three for Jenna, but it missed everything. Watley saved the rebound to Joellen Canoe. W's encouraged to shoot those threes. They've tried 22 of them tonight, made six. Canoe on left wing, she shoots a three. That missed everything, rippled the net actually on the bottom. Watley couldn't save the rebound, and it's out of bounds. Pure basketball with 4:32 to play in this game. As the Governors, this was the site of Kirk Bebout's first win as the Governor girls head coach last year. Stay tuned in our postgame. We hope to visit with him and Bauman Lumber. Our player of the game will be named. There'll be a t-shirt on the way to tonight's player of the game. Jenna Cass, right wing, a 17-footer. That's good. And there are the first two varsity points for the junior Jenna Cass. 48-20 for Pierre with 4 minutes left here in Sturgis. Scoopers basketball, Taylor Price. For Joellen Canoe with Shorter out the guard, her. And on the overplay, it forced a double dribble. Hannah Lemieux comes into the game for Pierce. She appeared briefly at the end of the Central game. The 5'7 junior has entered the lineup. Dupree out. Berry out. Elise Christofferson has also come in, has the ball now, the 5'6 sophomore. So the Governors with a chance to see these JV players get extended time in varsity in the last 3:45. Cast out front to Tedrow, left wing for Hannah Lemieux, to Tedrow again. Sid in the lane, runner, wild shot from 13, didn't fall. Addison Jolly has the rebound for the Sturgis Scoopers. Here's a pass from Canoe over to Watley on the right side, and Watley is fouled as she tried to go for the rim by Sid Tedrow. Sydney's third 19th foul on Pierre will mean the 1-1 here for Kaylee Watley. Still with 3:24 to play. JVers, I mean, for Pierre. Jordan Profrock wants to have her main players on the floor here as another missed free throw on the front end of the 1-1. And Maya Shorter with a rebound. Jordan Profrock going to have to go with this alignment for as long as both the Ludwig and Long are out with concussions. Cass on right wing. This is for Hannah Lemieux. Back to Cass, top of the wing. Still 17 to shoot, down near 3 minutes left in the game. Christofferson for the Governors. Elise lost the ball, picked it back up, lost her dribble, so hands it to Cass. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Lemieux faked a pass, moved to a baseline drive on the right. Now under the bucket, tried to reverse, but stepped on the baseline. It's out of bounds. Now Jenna Bush is back in the Governor lineup, and Sydney Tedrow to the bench. And I just like the way Sydney has played in this game tonight. We have her unofficially, of course, but with 7 rebounds in this game. And when Dupree got in a little foul trouble in the first half, they brought Tedrow in, and she did the job on the glass. Taylor Price for Sturgis up top for Tatum Leitenberg. Her 3 is off the rim. Maya Shorter could not hang on to the rebound for Pier, and will stay with Sturgis. With 2:33 remaining, Bauman Lumber with our player of the game in our postgame this evening here on KGFX. 2:30 tomorrow, our time from Spearfish. Governors and the Spartans. Watley with a turnaround. The shot missed everything. What a difficult night she's had. Maya Shorter with a rebound. Well, the Governor defense has been a big reason why. Christofferson, the sophomore, hands it for Pierre inside for a drive that rolled in for Maya Shorter for her first 2. And now the lead is 30 for the Governors at 50-20 with 2:04 left. Taylor Price with a little hook. Good move to the left baseline. Took a foul. A bump from Maya Shorter, her first. Team foul number 10, but 2 shots anyway due here for Taylor Price. With 2:01 left, first is good. And again, a 4-player substitution for the Sturgis Scoopers. Dennis is back in. Ewing. Hikas, second free throw also good for Price. Now Sawyer Dennis back in, so Profrock eventually replaces all 5. 50-22, Pier over Sturgis. We're down to 1:57 to play. Shorter, left wing for Lemieux to Jenna Cass in the corner. Out front, 3 by Christofferson, blocked by Dennis, but gained by Bush. Now a return pass to her is knocked out of bounds by Sturgis. So Bush had the offensive board for the Govs. And they keep it with 1:43 left and still 18 on the shot clock. From the corner, Lemieux out front. Here's a 3 on the way for Shorter, and it's off the rim. Bush couldn't grab that rebound as Banks did instead. The Governors have not stopped putting up the threes. Right baseline, a shot is short. And Jenna Bush is the rebound for Piers. We're down to the last 1:20 of this game. The Governors turn it over. And Dennis has it, and now she double dribbles. Here, led by 30 a moment ago, their longest lead in a game where they have never trailed. 1:17 to play. Tomorrow it's Aberdeen Central coming here to Sturgis while the Governors go to Spearfish. We'll tell you about other scores as we wrap it up tonight. Cass on left wing. Right wing, it is Lemieux from 18. It's off the rim, but the rebound followed by Christofferson didn't fall. Third chance, good. That's Maya Shorter's second bucket. And the Governors now are up 50 again at 52-22 with 41 seconds left, and a drive into the lane by Dennis draws a foul. It's Elise Christofferson with her first. And free throws here for Dennis. Oop, the FCC is not going to like me if I don't do this. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. 1060 KGFX Pier. Rebroadcasting K276GT 103.1 FM, Fort Pierre. Leave sooner, drive slower, live longer. First free throw was good. The second is not for Dennis, but an offensive board is picked up and returned to Dennis, who is fouled again with 45 seconds to go. And she'll be right back at the line where she was a moment ago. And Jenna Bush, that was four fouls. She hasn't played all that many minutes. So Dennis, just to... at the line again where she split four in this fourth quarter. Missed again, but rough night for her and for Sturgis at the line, only 8 of 20. The junior shoots again, but this one's good. 52-24 for Pierre, 41 seconds to play. Christofferson into the front court. A good night for the Govs. They are winners for the first time, or will be officially in a moment. Lemieux with another three ball. And missing the rebound, ripped down by Keely Hikas for Sturgis as the Scoopers work it back into the front court with 21 seconds to play. It is a shot off the top of the glass by Ewing, but grabbed on an offensive board. Sawyer Dennis with 12 seconds left on what is surely a Sturgis last possession of a tough night for them. Dennis with a drive into the lane. That misses, and it is picked up, followed, and missed to end the game. Put it in the record book, baby. The Pierre Governors, after a frustrating opening weekend, have come to Sturgis, and they just dominated it against the Scoopers. 15 for Avery Kaiser, 13 for Remington Price, and 12 for Lennox Dupree. All Governors from the start. They never trail tonight. And our final score on the Wagner Auto scoreboard, the Pierre Governors 52, the Sturgis Scoopers 24. Wagner Auto in Pierre, they're South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been around since 1907. Stay tuned for our post game. We'll have a Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll go over some numbers. Hopefully a visit, too, with head coach Kirk Bebout after his Pierre Governors, after the frustration of the first weekend, had a very good night as they take their first victory by 28 here in Sturgis. We'll start our post game in 3 minutes on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball. It's also, of course, on the KGFX page at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com and on 1060. 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action this Monday, December 20th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Vikings head to Soldier Field and take on the Bears at 7 o'clock. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
This is Cody Matson
and Amy Larson from Beck Motor Company, and we need your vehicle.
Equinox, we need it.
Traverse, we need it.
Malibu, Impala, we need it.
Any vehicle, we need it.
Do you have a vehicle you want to sell? Call us.
224-5912.
Beck-Motors.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing. It's a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey DQ fans, there's a new treat in town this fall, the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. It's a match made in flavor heaven with Reese's Pieces, chocolate chip cookie dough, and peanut butter topping all mixed in world-famous soft serve. You heard that right. Reese's Pieces and cookie dough. So introduce your taste buds to these sweet soulmates and grab the Reese's Pieces Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat today only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Tonight in Sturgis, the Pier Governors were in control from the start, and the Governor girls have their first win of the 21-22 season, leading by as many as 30 at one point. They take it by 28 in a game where they never trailed. On the Wedner Auto scoreboard, the final score is Pier 52, Sturgis 24, as the Governors' shooting was above 50%. A lot of the game didn't end up that way. And was a little bit off in the second half, but the Governors had the game well in hand, and the tough shooting for Sturgis continued tonight. Let's look at how it added up. Avery Kaiser leading the Governors. What a strong game Avery played. 15 points for Avery tonight. Avery also had 6 rebounds in this game. Remington Price with 13 points, 3 boards, a long 3, one of 3 she hit in the first half, as she is at ever to closer to a Sydney Palmer, who, of course, is a third in program history in three-pointers. Well, Reese is fourth and only 3 behind Palmer now. But 13 for Price tonight. And, wow, well, Lennox Dupree again, another solid game for the freshman. Starting tonight with Lainey Stevens not available this weekend. Had a little bit of foul trouble, but shook that off and had 12 points. She also had 9 rebounds, nearly had a double-double, and hit a couple of threes. Reese Terwilliger with 6. Maya Shorter with 4. Jenna Cass with 2. But the other notable stat, as we mentioned, 7 rebounds for Sydney Tendrow off the bench. Nobody had more than 5 points for Sturgis. They were led by the 5 points of Sawyer Dennis and of Rachel Banks. Taylor Price had 4 off the bench. Tatum Leitenberg had 3 points this evening. And also Kenna Goebel had 3 points, and a couple for Keely Hikas, and Kaylee Watley had only 2 tonight. Of course, she was asked to do a lot with their 2 post players out, and the Governors defended her quite tightly. Before we name our player of the game, head coach Kirk Bebout joins us. Well, congratulations. The first win for you with this program last year, the first win of this season here. And you could tell from the start, you had said it, that it had gone well in the 4 days of practice this week. You said the team was ready. They certainly looked that way from the start tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good intensity in practice all 4 days. Girls were, you know, a little upset, not the start we wanted first 2 games. Somewhat, I knew it was going to be a challenge just with all the different circumstances that are out of our control those first 2 games. I mean, but at the same time, I think it was a good thing in that we realized that it is difficult, and you have to put a lot of work in, and you have to earn everything you get. So the girls did that this week. They decided they were going to put in the work and earn it. Not that they weren't working hard before, but when you you take a couple in the shorts, then you come with a different kind of mindset. I guess you're a little, the belly is empty, you know, you're hungry. So, and I think that was the case this week, and it showed up. But, you know, the hard thing about this, and, you know, this will be our last back-to-back, I believe, but we got to turn around and we got to do it again tomorrow. So we got to forget about it really quick. I mean, it's nice to for the girls, and they deserve this tonight to get a reward for all their hard work. But same time, we've got to forget about it pretty quick.
No doubt. Yeah.
Spearfish is a talented team that can really score the basketball. I want to give a big shout out to Sturgis and their coaching staff. Their girls are some of the hardest working girls around. And I mean, it's cliche to say that, but I'm telling you, like, if someone asked me, like, definition of someone, a player that you see that just gives it their all and works incredibly hard all the time, it's the Watley girl. Yep. I mean, she's insane. And, you know, so every time we play Sturgis, I don't feel comfortable because I know they're just going to bring a level of intensity that's hard to match, especially when you're traveling. So I was proud of our girls for bringing that intensity, and I'm happy for them. Thanks to my coaching staff for all their hard work. They're doing a great job with their younger levels. They've been playing great as well.
Tough spot for them with their best two post players both out. They got hurt the other night. And two things I want to discuss here. First, the job you did on the glass. And you with those post players out, you had the chance. But boy, Tedrow off the bench. Lennox with a rebound she had. Terwilliger as usual. But, boy, you get after the glass like that, you're going to do some good things.
Yeah, I mean, one girl you didn't mention that I thought really brought the intensity and set the tone tonight was Avery.
Mm-hmm.
She just, I mean, she came out with some, you know, fire in her eyes, and I think our girls really feed off Ave. Our team feeds off Ave. I mean, I'll just be real. Like, we kind of go as she goes. She's a kind of our emotional leader when she's invested, and then we kind of follow her lead. So I thought she did a great job of getting everyone going. She has a way of cheering on girls when they're doing a good job, and she can push them when they need to be pushed too, and they respect that from her. So I think Ave set that tone. We got some good rebounding guards. Lennox can rebound the basketball. Ryan's aggressive physical guard as well that likes to rebound. So it's nice to have guards that'll get in there and rebound, and Reese is immovable object or force down low on the board. So
yeah, I was going to mention Avery, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Because she really earned it tonight. And the other thing I want to talk about, and we go back to what we talked about in the pregame, shot selection. And yeah, there were threes, but they were falling. But you had to be pleased early on. That first half, you were shooting over 50% for a lot of this game, and a part of that I thought was, you know, making sure you had the best shot available and taking it most of the time.
Yeah, we're in a learning process. I mean, it was we had times we did a good job of that. I mean, I still think there's a lot of times when we're not picking the right option or we get stuck. We get tunnel vision and we're only looking for one thing. I mean, we got Reese on the break a few times, which was great. But then they started to understand that was an emergency for them defensively. And then we had Rem open on the wing three or four times, wide open, and we didn't even look at her. And that's, I mean, you know, Remy's going to – she didn't shoot the ball real well last weekend, but she's going to shoot it well. And when she's open on the wing, she's got to get the ball. So, but, I mean, those are things that are just going to come in time, knowing those options and finding those options. And, you know, we talk about all the time, just our goal is every time to get a good shot. So if we're not turning the ball over and we're playing with pace but also with poise, then we're going to get a good shot, and that's really all that we can ask for. And we got some work to do still there, but some encouraging signs as well.
And tonight, another thing that really came through, you talked about the pace of the game. We talk so much about being sped up, and we've talked, too, about transition. But your offense was easily the most patient it's been in these three games so far, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, I thought we did a better job of just knowing that, you know, kind of knowing some options and what we're looking for. I don't know. I mean, yeah, like I said, there's good things, and then there's things that we need to keep getting better at. But, you know, we're young. We start, with laying out tonight, we started two juniors and two sophomores and a freshman. I'll be surprised if there's a younger 2A basketball team out there. So, to think that we're not going to have some learning along the way before Christmas, I mean, of course we always want to get better. So it's really, the fun thing is when you win, it's easier to look back and be like, okay, these are the things that we need to work on. When you lose, it's not as fun. But every single game, that's really the mindset we have to have is, you know, where can we get better? What do we got to do to get better? Stay coachable. So, I mean, keep moving in that direction. I mean, like I said, it's easy to be nearsighted and get caught up in each game, like day to day, but at the end, like, we just have to keep progressing, keep getting better. They're young. We want it to happen sooner than later, but we can't lose sight of the overall product that we want.
And that process continues, and we'll talk a lot more about Spearfish tomorrow, because you've been saying through the week, I know, they're better, and they certainly are, and your team will really have to be on top of it. You referred to it earlier in this interview, but your team will really have to be on top of it tomorrow.
Yep. They, Sturgis – presents challenges with their defense and how hard they're working on the glass. Spearfish has, they put five girls out there that can all shoot the ball. So that's a challenge in itself.
And it will be certainly tomorrow, but the Pierre Governors will go into that after a hard-earned victory tonight with really an excellent effort here in Sturgis, 52-24. Head coach Kirk Bebout, thank you, sir. Rest well tonight, as well as you can, as well as coaches do, I guess. But I'm sure you'll have him ready tomorrow. We'll see you 27 miles down the road tomorrow afternoon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, bud.
Take care.
Kirk Bebout, the head coach of the Pierre Governors. Hey, let's name our Bauman Lumber player of the game and a most deserving one. We will do that when we return here to Sturgis and 30 here on KGFX.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Well, Price was terrific. Boy, Lennox Dupree was outstanding again. She's gotten a T-shirt already. I'm sure Remington will get her share, but it's got to be Avery Kaiser tonight, I think. Avery, we were just talking, Kirk Bebout and I, during that break. Avery and Kirk referred to it, too. Ace just came out on fire tonight and really helped will this team to this victory. And last year, this was a conversation we had a lot. Does Avery Kaiser know the type of player she can be? I think she does now. And again, you go back to being second team All-State in volleyball, and that has really carried over one of the best games Avery Kaiser has played as a Governor in basketball. She had 15 tonight by our count, 6 boards. She also hit a 3 tonight, so Avery did a lot. Avery Kaiser is our Bauman Lumber player of the game. We haven't run over all of these numbers yet, so let's do it right here. Statistically, anyway, by our count, it's very unofficial. Pierre 44% shooting, as we said, they were over 15% for most of this game. 6 of 25 on the three pointers, just 4 of 9 at the line, so that's dropped a little tonight. 16 turnovers for the Governors, but they had a pretty good rebounding event. Again, a great game on the glass with 42 rebounds tonight. They out rebounded Sturgis by our count, 42-30. 9 for Dupree, 7 for Tedros, 6 for Kaiser, 5 for Terwilliger. They were just all over it on the glass tonight. Sturgis, who shot only 20% in that loss to Belfouche on Tuesday, struggled again tonight, 19% on 7 of 37, 1 of 11 on threes, 9 of 21 at the foul line. They had 11 points off their bench. The Governors had 6, 21 turnovers in this game for Sturgis. Pierre, and again, they never led in the two losses last weekend. Tonight, they never trailed. Got off to 10-point leads in the first quarter, led by as many as 30, and they take it by 28 here in Sturgis by a score of 52-24. The rest here tonight in Sturgis, and then the 27-mile trip down the road to, and we mean it, folks. If you watch tomorrow, I think you're going to see it, a much improved Spearfish Spartan team who went tonight 2-0, and we'll find out in a bit what they did against Aberdeen Central. Well, we have some more things to sell you first. As our post game continues, we're in Sturgis. Pierre Governors over the Sturgis Scoopers 52-24. Let's take another 3-minute break, then we'll go over the other action as we continue on the official voice of Pierre Governor Basketball, 1060 103.1 KGFX.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governors sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governors sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governors sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governors sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! It's Santa, and I wanted to let you and all the other little boys and girls in the Pier area know that I'm going to be at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota this Saturday, the 18th, from 1 to 4. You can tell me what you want for Christmas, and if you'd like a free picture with me, stop on down at 518 East Sioux Avenue from 1 to 4 on Saturday, the 18th. Meet Santa at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier. Ho, ho, ho!
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Here at the West Gym at Sturgis High School, Pier Governors over the Sturgis Scoopers 52-24 on this Friday night for the first win of the year for the Governors. Before we leave you, let's look at all the other scores in AA. First in girls basketball, O'Gorman, third in the media poll, proves 2-1. Knights beat Sioux Falls Jefferson with relative ease 60-27. Battle on unbeatens. Watertown stays unbeaten at 3-0. Gives Huron their first loss. This must have been a good one. 51-49 arrows over the Tigers at the Watertown Civic Arena. Brandon Valley now 3-0. Second-ranked Lynx over Sioux Falls Roosevelt in Sioux Falls 50-41. And Rapid City Stevens, we saw them last week. They look sharp, and they did tonight in Douglas. Raiders are 3-0, fourth-ranked 63-31, beating Douglas. But Spearfish, whom the Governors will see tomorrow, no longer unbeaten as the Spartans fell tonight to Aberdeen Central in Spearfish by a score of 50-37. That's the first win after two losses for the Golden Eagles. Boys action tonight, as we mentioned earlier, no problem for the Pier Governors in beating Sturgis 65-19 at the Riggside Gym this evening. And the Governors of Brianna Kuzler now are 3-0. Their first 3-0 start since the 2013-14 season. Spearfish is their next opponent at the Riggs High Gym tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 on the official voice of the Pier Governors River, 92-7. Fifth-ranked Sioux Falls Lincoln over Yankton by a score of 61-44 tonight. Yankton's first loss after they won their opener. Fourth-ranked Aberdeen Central looking strong at the start, 3-0 after a 74-49 home win over Spearfish. Harrisburg knocks off Sioux Falls Washington, 69-57. Tigers are now 2-0. Mitchell picks up a win in Brookings tonight, 67-44. Mitchell is 3-0 for their new young head coach, Corey Kurzfeld. It was Huron beating Watertown in the Huron Arena, 62-47 in boys' play. That's the first win for the Tigers after they dropped their first two. And it was O'Gorman, ranked second, defeating Sioux Falls Jefferson at O'Gorman. That score was 67-49. and the Knights in boys play now improve to 2-1. So next for the Pierre Governor girls, although Spearfish lost tonight, again, it's still an improved team. And with plenty of experience, Hannah Schoen in the backcourt and Stella Marcus, too, and Kylie Jo Simons on the baseline. But as head coach Kirk Bebout said, five players who can shoot a lot of the time. So the Governors are going to have their hands up and play tough defense tomorrow. We will make that 27-mile trip ourselves tomorrow and join you at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon Central Time here on 1060 103.1 KGFX. And don't forget, you'll be able to see it at the KGFX page, again at the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. And that is brought to you in part by Bauman Lumber. On your way home from the game, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you always to buckle up, because seatbelts save lives. Our thanks to Todd Palmer, the athletic director here in Sturgis, for making sure we had everything we needed. We certainly did, and we thank him very, very much. Thanks to Caleb Rozek, handling the video, and to our studio coordinator, Trinity Pearson. I'm David Burrell. The Pierre Governors came out firing tonight, and it leads to win number one of 21-22. Our final score one more time here on the Wagner Auto Scoreboard. The Pierre Governors 52. The Sturgis Scoopers 24. More classic country coming up. Big Daddy Dave will get things started for you on a Saturday morning tomorrow here on KGFX. Again, we'll join you at 2:30 from Spearfish for the Governors and Spartans. Until then, thank you for listening. Have a happy holiday season and a great weekend. And good night from Sturgis.
Pierre Governor Basketball on 1060 AM and 103.1 FM KGFX has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy's Sun and Shine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebein Agency, Ferding Electric, and Venture Communications.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Mart of Fort Pierre, Ag Tegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Pierre Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.